to finish it with 3 days of work.
Yeah, it's been, you know, our work's been good. We kind of stayed in our same routine that we've been doing with our OTAs, but our work's been good. We took the helmets off today and kept our speed going. So we got a long way to go, but a lot of things to build off of for this summer.
Coach, how Brandon Marshall today just getting treatment?
Or? Brandon is speaking at his high school's graduation, so we told him to go do that. So good for him.
Gary, you get a chance to talk to your trainers, your doctors, any about to leave?
Oh, kind of in the same process. I got nothing new for you today. Okay. I mean, he was evaluated yesterday. There's some guys. We're going to sit down here this afternoon, so we all got an understanding of what the timetable might be. But as of now, nothing's changed.
Coach, this team, even before you arrived here, has dealt with distractions each season, different situations. Have you been impressed with their focus? Is it different from teams you've coached in the past?
Well, I think if you're in this league and you're in this business, you're going to deal with distractions, you know. So, I mean, that's part of it. I think the key is that you deal with them openly and honestly with your players, but you keep working, you know. It doesn't keep you from working. So, yeah, there's things going on, and there's some guys out and this or that, and we'd love to have Bond here right now. All those things are going on, but it has nothing to do with when the whistle blows and we go to work. So our work has been good. Our focus has been good. Remember, our team dealt with a lot starting the season last year, and that's what I remind them of. Derek Wolfe was out for a month. TJ missed the opening game. Our offensive line, we had all kinds of things going on. So that's part of football, and you deal with it, and you have confidence in what you're doing, and you keep pushing forward, and don't let the things drag you down. So just keep going.
White House trip Monday, the ring ceremony this weekend.
Yeah.
Does that kind of finalize it?
Well, it's going to be fun. You know, we're looking forward to it. It's Sunday evening. And I know, you know, last week was really cool, and this will be special, you know, for everybody to get together in the organization. So looking forward to it. Yeah, pretty cool. I think that's all worn off, if that's what you're asking. We know what's ahead. You know, it'll be a nice reminder on Sunday, but I think we understand what's ahead. We've had a good working off-season, football off-season, and getting ready to go, you know, this summer.
Gary, Monday and Tuesday, you sounded real optimistic and bonded too, that something would get done. How much has that changed over the course of this season?
Well, I'm still optimistic, you know. I mean, I think both sides are working really hard, and I know John's working really hard. I'm with him every day, and, you know, it's part of business. Negotiations are part of business. Obviously, John does a great job with that stuff, and I know he'll continue to do that. So we just got to stay focused on what we're doing right now.
Gary, I think it was last week, Mark said it's kind of a time where he has everything, or the quarterbacks have all the playbook, and you can't really make mistakes now. Since it's new for these guys, how do you kind of, do you give them a little leeway, or as time goes, you got to keep going?
You know, there's no time for leeway. You know, I mean, there's really not. I mean, Mark's a veteran. He's had the book. Nobody's worked harder than Mark. He's done some really good things, and actually it's interesting you ask that question, because today I remind him of some mistakes he made in the red zone. He's got to play really good for this team, and he's capable of doing that. And we're going to hold him and Trevor and Paxton to that standard for our team and work the hell out of them, and they got to do their job. But he's worked really hard at it, and I think we're all pulling for him, you know, and he's doing his part, so we just got to keep going.
What kind of growth have you seen from Paxton?
You know, it's been up and down. Paxton's so talented, you know, that's an easy thing to see, how gifted he is throwing the ball and stuff. And then sometimes he'll get real slow, because that's when you're thinking too much. So it's up to us as coaches to lock in on what he really understands and what he's doing and cut him loose. You know, I can in my mind right now, I know if we're in Chicago, first priest, I know what he knows, so we can go do. So we got to have growth upon that as we move forward, and he's got to continue to grind on what he's doing. So a lot of expectations.
Yeah, you've had a couple of weeks to see these guys. How are any of the undrafted guys sticking out to you?
Undrafted guys? You talking about the rookie free agents?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I the first thing is they've all got the rep a great deal. You know, we've gotten them a ton of work. So, you know, they've made a lot of progress. I think they're ready to compete. I'd have a hard time, you know, picking a guy here or there. You know, I mean, Cragen's done some good stuff. I can think of him right now. I think the young receivers, little 19, Khalif's done some really good stuff. You know, and he's a returner, so it's hard to show your return skills in practice right now. But we'll see. But they're all ready to compete. I know that.
Can you talk about the competition for the third receiver and how much depth you have there? Yeah. A difficult process.
Yeah, it's a good battle. You know, Cody and Benny and Sunshine and Let's see who else. Jordan, we're kind of rotating those guys, how they work with the twos and threes and those type of things. But that's going to be a very competitive position. It usually comes down to how well they play for Joe. And I just mentioned a couple of young receivers that I think got a chance to push them. So we'll see.
With C.J. Anderson, is his role a little different as it was in the Super Bowl where he kind of had to bring himself out? Are you hoping he establishes that?
I think C.J.'s ready to be an every down guy. You know, just watching, I think his condition level is best. I've seen it since I've been here. Y'all watching practice. He's had a really good off season. He's getting pushed. Ronnie's come back better. Book probably had his best day out here. So it's going to be a very competitive group, and I think CJ's responded to that.
You keep talking about all the keeping the guys focused with all the noise mm-hmm. that's been going on. How do you, as a coach, keep the guys focused, though?
Start every day by talking about the things that are going on. And this is how we're handling things. This is what we're doing. Now we go to work. And so the minute those things are over, our focus is football throughout the course of the day. But you know, we don't run away from anything. We talk about everything we're doing and what we got to get done. But football's football. And once it's time to start that meeting and get out here and play, then everything else goes to the side.
You saw Rod Smith out here earlier. Yeah. And then Brian Greasy's here today.
Yeah, I didn't even recognize Greasy. He got so skinny. I stared at him about four times before I went over there and realized who it was. But Brian's a great kid. And he's kind of in the situation we're in right now a few years ago as a player. So I know our quarterbacks talked to him a little bit, so, nice to have those guys out here.
Great,
okay, you have a great day.